Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
Got to talk about Todd Carney. He plays for the Cronulla Sharks. Well, he did play because overnight his contract worth $3 million has been cancelled.
Yes, this is a statement coming out from the Sharks.
Todd has an amazing talent as a footballer on the field. But in the end, you weigh it up and you look at the fact that this isn't the first time, unfortunately, that this young man has behaved in a way that doesn't do credit to himself or his family or our great club or the game.
Or Australia, for that matter, too.
It's really embarrassing. We can't post online the photo that was circulating the web. Look, if you want to find it, I'm sure just type his name into Google, you'll find it.
Yeah, it's very easy to find. There's also a lot of memes circling on social media at the moment, too.
If you're over 18, that is.
Correct.
It's highly inappropriate if you're underage, and we don't recommend it.
Yes, if you're underage, don't look at it. If you're overage, don't look at it.
Yeah.
It's Todd Carney doing something stupid.
Yeah, it's just gross, to put it quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are asking, is that a good punishment, the fact that he has been sacked from his job? It's not the first time that he's been kicked out of a footy club. It's not the first time that he's had issues resulting from alcohol abuse. In the past, he's come out and said that he does have a problem and he was trying to overcome it. Obviously, he hasn't, because after this photo has emerged, it looks like he's the same old Todd.
Exactly that. Now, here's the thing. I didn't mind Todd Carney. I actually believed there for a moment that he had actually turned himself back around. He was becoming the great role model that a lot of kids actually looked up to when they look up to their sporting heroes. But for this time, now the third time he's actually been fired from an NRL team, is it time to officially just say goodbye, Carney? Thanks for coming.
Look, it's a difficult one because in this photo, he wasn't harming anyone else. He was just harming himself and our eyeballs at that, looking at the photo. He wasn't doing anything to anyone else. That's what it comes down to. And a lot of people online are saying, even Andrew Johns came out to support him saying, look, it's disgusting. Yes. But he was doing it to himself. It's not like he was hurting anybody else. So to cancel his football contract is just taking it a little too far.
Well, I guess you've got to think about what's in the best interest of the club. And at this point in time, the Sharks not doing too well this year. Don't want any negative press to come about them. And then when something like this pops up, I don't know whether it was like a major overreaction or whatever. But I honestly believe that Todd Carney, he's smart enough to know what he's doing. He's smart enough to know that if he does something like this, acting around with a bunch of mates or whatever, something like this will get out. The photo will eventually leak out.
Yeah, it really is tough. Like, it happened in a bathroom and it was late one night a couple of weekends ago, apparently. So I guess in the moment you'd forget that he's so famous and people take photos and it can spread like wildfire. Mm-hmm. But give us a call, 13 12 16. We want to know, is the punishment that he's received of losing his $3 million football contract and getting sacked from the Cronulla Sharks, is that justified?
Is he just a bad boy who can't learn his own ways and how to, you know, get his life back on track again for the good? Or is it just a bit of harmless fun from the weekend of a photo that leaked onto the internet? Leaked, we should say. Jim, what do you reckon about Todd Carney, mate?
Well, I think it's all well and good. You can bloody fine him, you can suspend him and you can sack him, but none of these clubs seem to be giving him any intense therapy or counselling or any of this to get his life back on track. They're all just taking the easy way out rather than to help fix the kid.
And when it comes down to it, it's sad. He's admitted in the past he does have issues with alcohol in particular, and he's obviously not getting any support to change.
Exactly. It's just too easy to sack someone these days and just let him go fend for himself somewhere else.
Great thoughts you got there, Jim. Thanks for your call, mate.
All right, buddy.
We've actually called Jamie, who works for us in promotions. He's an ex-NRL player, to get his thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, Jamie, have you ever done anything like this before?
Me, personally, no. I'd never do anything like that. I'm a role model. I don't do things like that.
You are, certainly. But what do you reckon about this guy? I mean, this is the third club that he's been kicked out of.
I'll tell you what, I think it's a little bit harsh giving him the sack. As someone said just before, you know, he has got a problem, but so does half the NRL with alcohol and other things as well, gambling. But, you know, to get rid of him is a bit harsh. I reckon counselling, yeah. But it's not an isolated incident. I know heaps of people in the NRL who have done the bubbler before.
Oh,
gross.
We tried to go all morning without mentioning it, but of course you had to bring it up. Is this a thing in the NRL? Is this something that they all do?
Oh, it's not something in an NRL. I mean, I know not all Aussie blokes are the same and do all that kind of stuff, but to put it this way, a lot of the people that I hang around have done that kind of stuff before and even worse.
Oh, so, that's gross.
It's, as I said, it's not an isolated incident, but with Todd Carney having the past he did, maybe he did warrant the sack a little bit, but I think he needs a lot more help than just giving, you know, the sack.
And when it comes down to it, he did it to himself, right? He didn't do anything bad to anyone else.
I know, but I also see where Cronulla and the NRL are coming from. They need to take a stance on, you know, alcohol-fueled things because, as I said, they are role models in the community. And I know if Randy was to put a picture on that on the Hot FM CQ page, what would Hot FM do?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't work again, would you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's funny you mention that because years ago I had to drink my own pee for a radio stunt, but that's a completely different scenario.
Thanks, Jamie. We appreciate your expertise.
No problem.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.